Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of July 2019. Supreme Court has rejected an urgent hearing on a plea seeking initiation of contempt proceedings against some states for their alleged failure in curbing incidents of lynching. The court said there was no urgency to hear the contempt plea. Supreme Court has granted permission to TISS Field Action Project to interact with the victims of the Muzaffarpur Home Shelter case for their rehabilitation. Punjab and Haryana High Court has issued notices to the state government and six men convicted in the case of rape and murder of an 8-year-old nomadic girl in Kathua on a plea by her father seeking enhanced punishment for them. The court also issued notice to the accused who was acquitted in the case by a lower court. Madras High Court has rejected a petition filed by Nalini Sriharan, a life convict in the Rajiv Gandhi assassination case, seeking a direction to the Tamil Nadu governor for her premature release. The court held that Article 361 of the Constitution insulated the governor of a state from being questioned or answerable before any court with respect to discharge his official duties. Delhi High Court has sought a response from Sushant Mohan Gupta, an alleged defense agent arrested in a money laundering case related to a Gustos Land VVIP chopper scam, on a day's plea challenging his bail. Delhi High Court has directed the municipal corporations to file a list of community halls and banquet halls that are operating without a license or in violation of fire safety norms. Supreme Court has asked the mediation panel to continue the process and submit a detailed and final report on the matter by the 31st of July. Instead of the earlier decided date of the 15th of August, Supreme Court appointed mediation panel on the Ram Janmabhoomi Babri Masjid title dispute case submitted a status report before the court, admitting the document. The Supreme Court said it will go through the report and fix the next date of hearing in the matter as the 2nd of August, 2 p.m. International Court of Justice, ICJ, ruled that Pakistan must review the death sentence for Indian national Kulbhushan Jadhav after more than 2 years of battle at the World Court. He was sentenced by a Pakistani military court on charges of espionage and terrorism. The court allowed the former Indian Navy officer's right to consular access. Supreme Court has ruled that there is no necessary requirement of communicating the proposed punishment to a delinquent civil servant in view of the 42NS amendment to the Constitution of India. Supreme Court has held that sale with a mere condition of retransfer is not a mortgage. It further held that any recital relating to mortgage or the transaction being in the nature of a conditional sale should be an intrinsic part of the very same sale deed which will be the subject matter. Bombay High Court's Goa bench has convicted a person in the 2008 British teenager Scarlett Eden Keeling death case, overturning his acquittal by the lower court. Scarlett Keeling was found dead with bruises on her body at Anjuna Beach in Goa on the 18th of February, 2008. Delhi High Court has granted 2 more weeks to Robert Badra, the brother-in-law of former Congress chief Rahul Gandhi, to file his reply to the Enforcement Directorate's (ED's) plea challenging his anticipatory bail granted by a train court in a money laundering case. Delhi High Court has turned down a plea which alleged large-scale discrepancies in the cut-off marks for Christian Scheduled Tribes, Christian Others, and Christian Physically Handicapped applicants for admission to undergraduate courses in St. Stephen's College. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has directed the state government to submit detailed report about status of digitization of revenue record in J&K. The court issued the directions in response to a public interest litigation, seeking details records about status of digitization of revenue record project, expenditure incurred on it and present position of the equipment acquired for digitization. Punjab and Haryana High Court has allowed a man to give rice, sugar, milk, pulses, ghee and 3 new salwar suits every 4 months to his wife as part of her alimony. The man, a resident of Punjab, had told the High Court that instead of money, he would rather provide monthly ration to his estranged wife. Rajasthan High Court has issued notices to the centre and the state government for not excluding the creamy layer from SC/ST quota in medical admissions. Delhi High Court asked for details from the AAP government on all policy matters or notifications, awaiting approval from the LG. Rajya Sabha has passed the National Investigation Agency Amendment Bill 2019 legislation to strengthen the National Investigation Agency, the country's primary anti-terror body. National Green Tribunal, NGT, has directed the North, East and South civic bodies to clear the sites through bio-mining at a cost of 250 crore rupees to reclaim three dumping yards at Balswar and Ghazipur. The tribunal asked the civic bodies to start clearing garbage from the 1st of October. It said the progress will be reviewed after a year. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, NCLAT, has asked the Council for Lenders of JP Infratech to provide terms and conditions for new resolution plans, opening the doors for new applicants including Adani Infrastructure for acquiring the debt-ridden real estate company. National Consumer Disputes Redressal Commission, NCDRC, while referring to the relevant instructions of the Bureau of Immigration, Ministry of Home Affairs has held that the Aadhaar card is not a valid document for travel to Nepal and Bhutan.